Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's everybody at the station?
We're doing pretty well. Nick's got a little issue with his throat today, but
a little laryngitis,
that,
yeah.
You know? That's right here.
But you know what, Coach? It's all about playing hurt, and that's something you know firsthand, don't you?
Yeah, you have to show up, and that's definitely the key to winning on Sundays and even winning on Fridays, as we know today.
You know who showed up last week, of course, was Scott Tolzien. And you see, you've never seen this happen before, where a couple of games in a row, your starting quarterback goes out in the first series. But Scott Tolzien came in unprepared, and you were very impressed by the end of the game with him, weren't you?
Definitely. Scott, he played well. He came in and you think about, he exercised a game plan he really didn't have very many reps in. So I thought for his first, action as a Green Bay Packer, I was impressed.
He throws a good football. It's funny because the week before that, we were talking to James about it, and he likes Scott Tolzien. He said he throws a nice ball, and he's got some zip on it.
Definitely. No, Scott's a good quarterback, really works his craft. There's some things we've done fundamentally since he's been here, and you can see that he's improving each and every week.
How important is Aaron Rodgers in the preparation for these guys on the weekend? I know on the sidelines he's got the headsets on. He's very into the game. Is he a great help to these guys during the week as well?
He's a great help, and that's extremely important, his role in all this, because he's going through the whole exercise of the week preparation the same as if he was playing. So he's been a great asset to not only Seneca, but definitely not with Scott.
It's never one thing, Coach.
You sure?
This sucks, dude.
Is it that bad?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's never one thing that you can point to. We like to. Why are you laughing at me?
You sound like you're going through puberty.
No, do it like Beetlejuice.
Roll pair.
I realized we went to a comedy show.
I said to Murphy, I'm like, don't let me ask any questions. He goes, no, ask questions.
Do it like Beetlejuice once.
All right, let me see if I can get down there. There we go. Get down, Beetlejuice. It's never one thing, Coach. We always like to point to one thing as fans and go, oh, man, fix that, and we would have won the game or do this. There's never one thing during the course of a game that you can just fix that and you're good. But how gut-wrenching is it to have that slow bleed out at the end of the game then where the defense can't turn it over, can't get your offense back out onto the field?
Well, the game of football is about opportunities. One thing you're insured each and every week is the opportunity to make plays. And it starts with acquiring, series. The defense needs to get off the field so the offense can get back on. So, it's definitely frustrating when opportunity is taken away from your football team. Obviously, they're produced, particularly in the fourth quarter.
Speaking of defense, Clay came back last week. That big club causing some issues a little bit. Now, this week he's going to bring that a little smaller club to the game, right?
Yeah, definitely. The club's going to be reduced probably by half its size and have much more freedom with his hand.
Talk about the Giants real quick. They got off to a real tough start. They seem to be starting to get it back together a little bit. Defensively, what kind of problems do they present?
It really starts up front. I mean, you're talking about a defense that has a lot of talent, a lot of veteran talent. Their defensive line is a very tall, athletic, angular group. So the ability to, to run the football is something that, you got to do a certain way, and in the passing game, they do a good job of pass rushing and getting their hands up. So, and it's a veteran secondary. These guys will play a lot of football together.
Everybody's down on Eli Manning a little bit this year, but let us not forget he's a two-time Super Bowl winner. He knows how to play in big games, doesn't he?
No question. And this group, it didn't go well last year when we were up here. So we're getting ready to go play a confident football team. So this is going to be a juggernaut, and our guys are ready to go.
So Thanksgiving is coming up. What besides turkey is your must-have dish on the table?
I'm gonna have to get back to you.
Are you serious?
Week. That's something I'm not quite aware of. But it's a good size turkey these days.
No, not size. What's your favorite side?
Side.
Oh, side.
Yeah.
Well, stuffing, of course. You gotta have the stuffing.
You gotta have the stuffing. Yeah.
Stovetop or homemade?
Homemade.
Okay, good. Thank you.
What else do you like?
I don't like turkey. We just have steak on the grill.
You don't like turkey?
Yeah, we have steak on the grill for our Thanksgiving.
That is totally un-American, isn't it? That's embarrassing.
Murph, you got some things you need to get straightened out.
Yeah, we got some issues in here today, Coach, no doubt.
All right, well, good luck.
Hey, good luck.
You got more things to do than I do.
Bring yourself a win, bud. Have a great weekend.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.